Despite the heavy presence of U.S. political drama, NATO leaders were able to focus on the reason they came here.
First, that the primary focus, of course, was on Ukraine and on the Russian war in Ukraine, especially so as the just in the light of the attack on Children's Hospital in Kiev.
Eva Ekpajuste is a transatlantic expert who lives in Estonia. She said there was some very difficult work that went on in Washington.
We may have very fierce discussions under closed doors, but if NATO comes out with declarations and with messages, there is unity.
And that unity and the pledges of more support and more money for Ukraine does not mean the challenges are all solved, but that these have been met, but there surely will be others down the road.
JJ, would you say that the summit overall was successful here in the nation's capital?
That's what everybody wants us to believe, and that's what everybody says. And I'm not here to say that it wasn't successful, but what I am here to say is that there are a heck of a lot more challenges out there than they actually got to today. During the summit, we didn't hear a lot about Belarus. We heard a bunch about China. We didn't hear much about Iran. We didn't hear much about North Korea. What we did hear is that NATO is pivoting towards the future, and that challenges, you know, they expect those. And the fact that they've been around 75 years, they say, means that they can meet those challenges.